Many times if I've come and spoke, I've got sweaty palms this morning. I don't know why. But during the prayer meetings this week, we've been talking about revival and how we need to get our hearts right with God and how we're not on fire for the Lord. And last weekend, I was up at Marble Falls, and I went to church. And then I got home, and I was reading through Hebrews in chapter 12, and I got such a blessing. The whole chapter just really spoke to my heart, and I thought I'd share some of it with you this morning. And I'll just read the first verse to start out with, and it says, Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness that let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
And I thought, that's what we're out to do. We're out to run the race that we're in a race for God. We're out to win souls. Amen. And are we falling behind? Are we not winning? Are we slacking off? But in verse 16, I'll read about from the middle. It says, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright, for ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And that verse just struck me really hard, because I realized how Esau, he had the blessing, he had that birthright, and yet he sold it. He just for meat, nothing right. of importance, but he said, well, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to die. You know, I might as well sell what I have and have my meat. But how often do we do that? How often do we say, Lord, yeah, I have this blessing, you've given it to me, but I'd rather do this, and I'd rather go have a nice supper, or else I'd rather have a nice job or a nice car instead of giving my money to missions or giving my money to the church. And just in everyday life, I start thinking of how often do we sell our birthright? How often do we sell a blessing that we could have from the Lord? Like, I was thinking back of when Yoshi witnessed to Kevin. I thought, you know how Kevin got saved? Kevin got saved standing in a pharmacy line. Yoshi just started talking to him, and I thought, if that would have been me, I would have thought, no, all these other people are standing around and they'll hear me witness to this guy. You're crazy. But Yoshi got a blessing from that. Look at Kevin now. He's strong in the Amen. Lord. He's coming out and he's safe. Praise the Lord.
Praise
but
the
how
Lord.
Many times do we not take the blessing that God's given us? We're like Esau and we say, no, Lord, I don't need this blessing. But later on, we look back on our life and see how much we didn't do. How much we didn't serve the Lord and what blessings we've lost out on. And it says that Esau wanted it back, but it was too late. There was no room for repentance, and he sought for it with tears, but it was too late. And I think of my own life, the one blessing that I really have received, a lot of times it's hard for me, but is going to the mission field. And I think, what if I would have said, Lord, no, I have a good job and I'm happy in what I do, but I don't want to serve you. I want to come to church and I want to do that for you, but I don't want to go to the mission field. But it's been a blessing, I think.
Amen.
What if I would have said no? Look at the blessing I would have missed out on. Even though we climb mountains for 7.5 hours, it's worth it all. It really is.
Amen.
It's worth it all to see people get saved and to have the little kids come up while I'm doing chalk talks and see their smiles on their faces and to ask questions later and to come around me and just need, you see the love that they need. And for me to know that I can share the one love that can last forever
Amen.
With them is
Amen.
A real blessing to me, because they don't have much out there and we have so much and we're not aware of the blessings that we already have, but they, if I can share just that one little bit of love, the love of Christ, and let them know that through Christ they can have salvation, have joy, and peace throughout their whole life, even if they don't have anything else, if
That's
I can
right.
share that much with them, it's a blessing
Amen.
To me. And I kept thinking of the example over and over of Kevin and Yoshi and how often we sell ourselves short of the blessing that God's given, he has in store for us, but yet we say, no, I don't need that blessing, not today, Lord, maybe another day. And then in verse 27, and this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. How often are we shaken and we fall off the cabinet or whatever and we break into pieces? We don't know what to say to people when they come up to us with their problems, and we don't know how to share comfort with them. But God's looking for some people who'll stand and say, yes, Lord, I'll serve you.
Amen.
Whatever it takes, I'll serve you. And even if it's just witnessing in a pharmacy line or every day going door to door knocking or whatever it be, or to your family or your friends. But he doesn't want somebody who's going to weary every time and fall off and go to pieces whenever they think that they have to witness for him. He wants somebody who's going to stand and say, yes, I'll serve you, and yes, I'll talk to these people for you, and I want to be a witness for you. I want to be that I want to be Jacob that received the blessing, and not like Esau who sold it just for a morsel, for nothing. But it was a real blessing to me, this whole chapter 9. Speaking of revival and everything during the prayer meetings, we need to get our hearts right. And we don't need to sell our blessing short. We have the opportunity now, and we may not have it later. Like Esau, he had the opportunity once, but he gave it up. And then it was too late. And maybe you have someone you should have witnessed to or talked to, or maybe you should go to the mission field. And later, it's too late. You might want to think, well, I'll go now, Lord. You know, I've had my fun and I've had my opportunities in life, and now I'm ready to go and serve you. But it's too late. He calls you at one time. You better be willing to go then. You better be willing to witness to that person then. Who knows, they might not be around the next day. And I ask that you pray for me, that I'll be more of a witness and more in love with the Lord, and that I'll serve him. That I won't sell my opportunity short, and I challenge you to do the same.
Amen.